Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is enjoying the 36th annual Don King Days in Sheridan, Wyoming, a unique combination of polo, single steer roping, and saddle bronc riding. Our guest today is four-time champion of the world in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association single steer roping, Scott Snedeker. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, Scott, when I think of single steer roping, I think traditional cowboy, back in the working cowboy days. I also think of Ben Johnson from Pawhuska, Oklahoma. I think of Will Rogers from Rogers County, Oklahoma, my home. For those that are not familiar with that sport, would you please share a little bit about it with us?
Yeah, you know, it is. It's a traditional sport. It's one of the oldest sports in it, you know, that evolved from a ranching cowboy that went out, tried to doctor cattle by themselves, had to figure out how to rope, get the steer tied down or the cow tied down to doctor, you know. So then it evolved into a competition. There's one legal head catch now, slick around the horns. You have to lay your trip on the right side below the hip bone of the steer and lay him down. Horse is on a command, usually dragging a steer to you. You tell him, whoa, go down there, tie a three-legged bone cross, wrap in a hooey, two wraps in a hooey, whatever it is. You signal for time, fastest guy wins.
Well, this is the Wyoming Steer Roping Association Finals, and you have qualified for this. The Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association continues that tradition, not typically with the other rodeos.
You know, it's gotten better. It's grown a lot since I've started this, and I've been around the world now a couple of times, and the steer roping's got younger guys coming into it. The older guys still love it. You know, it's more of an older traditional gentleman's kind of sport, but it has evolved where there's a lot of young guys, a lot of college kids doing it. There's girls doing it, you know, so it's and this deal up here is like nothing I've ever seen. You know, I've been to every roping and everything in the world just about, and this one right here tops the category pretty good.
Why do you think that Don King Days tops the category?
You know, it's a cowboy sport, so you got, I don't know how many fields of green grass we have around here, you know, on these polo fields, but it seems like it goes for acres and acres and wide open land, you know. You never know what the steer is going to do after the first time. They might have a record of going to the right. Well, the next time they might go left, and they might come back right. I mean, it's a cowboy event. You got to do a little thinking. You got to do a little horsemanship. And, man, the outstanding crowd around here. You know, you got, I don't know, 2,000 or 3,000 people around here on all sides of you. It's a fun deal.
Well, it is fun. And, Scott, speaking about a huge – well, it's a couple of polo fields together, and there's no fences. And the Bighorn Mountains in the background. Last year we got a terrible rain, but this year it's been absolutely beautiful. This sport, there's also Calcuttas, and that's a big-time deal. Maybe share with us about that.
You know, the Calcutta is a big deal, you know, and I remember the old-timers telling me how the Calcuttas used to be unbelievable, the amount of money they would win in a Calcutta. But, yes, now a guy can go and they sell the ropers, and they sell them five times the money. So you might have – you might go buy a roper $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, and then you got the same chances of winning like he does, or even better chances of winning more money.
Yes, sir. When I go to witness the Calcuttas, I drink my cold drink very slowly, so I'm not accepted as a bidder. But share with us your success, and what has been the secret to your success? Has it been your mentors, your dedication, for someone listening that's trying to be the best that they can be?
You know, I've had a lot of success with all my mentors. I mean, I've had a lot of guys throughout the years I've looked up to, you know, and that went ahead of me. You know, Guy Allen was one of them. Buster Record was great. My rodeo coach in college, Roy Angermiller, he was one that started me. He's to blame for all of it, you know. But my family, my parents, my wife, she's up here enjoying all this. I mean, anytime I can get my family to go with me, it's a blessing right there. But my success has come from just a God-given talent, I guess. You know, I love working with horses. I love training horses for this event, and I love seeing them come out on top, you know. So I've been blessed with really good horses, and I've worked my tail off for quite a few years now, you know, getting to this top of the pyramid, and I've been fortunate enough to be there quite a few times, and I'm good with it. You know, now I'm just having fun.
That's words of our champion, Scott Snedeker, four-time champion of the world from Fredericksburg, Texas. Scott, thank you very much for your time and your talent. God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much. I sure appreciate it.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.